I hope each and every one of you get a Bible this morning. If you don't have one, please raise your hand, and we'll be glad to get one because we want to go to the Word of God. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. Okay, we want to get our new sister a Bible. Is that one? Andrew, go downstairs and get one. Or that one right there? Okay, that's one right there. Great. She got one. Thank you. She has one there. Okay. All right. Very good. I want to begin this morning, if we will, 2 Corinthians 13, 5. Because I want to ask you a question this morning. That's all of us a question this morning of examination. I want you to see what the Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning. Second Corinthians 13, 5. He says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Now I want you to underline that word, the faith. The reason why I want you to underline the word the faith is because I want you to go with me to Ephesians 4 and 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and 4. And hold your spot there because when the Bible says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith, the next question we ask, what faith? What faith? Well, the Bible will answer the faith in Ephesians 4 and beginning in verse number 3. If you're there, by the faith, write Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 3 to define what faith are we in. What faith that we examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. I'm going to slow it down because I want you to see the urgency of the matter. Well, if you're at Ephesians 4 and 3, he says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit, even as you are called and one hope of your calling. One Lord, then he says, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who's above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So when you talk about the faith, you talk about one faith, which means the faith is the word of God. That we endeavor to keep ourselves in, that is, as we examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith. Then he says, prove your own self. Now, underline that word, prove, because see, once you find what faith, that is, that you believe, 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is given by inspiration. This book, the Bible, that didn't pop up yesterday. This book is a book of inspiration. That word inspiration means God breathed it, God said it. He gave us through apostolic doctrine. John 14:26, John 15:26, John 16:13. For we know in part and prophesied in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. Until James 1:25, this is what we have. The 66 books of the Bible, which is the faith. That's the reason why. Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 13:6, Revelation 22:18-19. We don't add to God's word, and we don't take away from God's word. If God's word said it, that's final. Amen. This is the faith. This is the word. This is what we examine ourselves by. Why? Because when we die, Hebrews 9:27, we're going to be judged by the book. We're going to be judged by the book. Go to me in the book of Revelation. I want to show you that. In the book of Revelation. And then we'll come back to what we're saying. In the book of Revelation. Chapter 20. And beginning in verse number 12. That faith, the book, the Bible that we study to show ourselves approved unto God. A worker need not be ashamed, but we rightly divide the word of truth. That we endeavor to keep ourselves in the unity of the faith. That we can prove, that we can test by the book, by the faith. That is the 66 books that are written in the Bible. The 39 old, the 27 new. Amen. That's the reason why we have these books that we can go to, that we may know what books, what faith that we have as we examine ourselves to see whether we're in the faith. So when you go to Revelation 20 and 12, look what the Holy Spirit says. He says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Amen. And the books, underline that word books, were open. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead, were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to our works. So what that simply means, that when we die, if you lived under the patriarchal age, you're going to be judged by that law. If you lived under the grace and truth age, you're going to be judged by that law. John 1:17 said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We're going to be judged by that faith, by that law, amen, in relationship to why we need to examine ourselves, that is to prove yourself, to see whether you're in the faith, unless you become disqualified. See, that is that when we sin, and we don't repent of that sin. Why? Because we don't examine ourselves. We don't prove ourselves to make sure that we are endeavoring to keep ourselves in the unity of the Spirit. Amen. At that point, see, it makes us disqualify us. What disqualifies us? Sin. Amen. Sin that's not repented of. That is, if we're going to understand what is the will of the Lord. And too many times, listen to me, folks. We as church people, because we are too proud, to admit wrong, that we don't let the Bible work for us. See, the Bible's not going to hurt us. It's to help us. Amen. That we don't examine ourselves and prove ourselves by the 66 books of the Bible. Amen. In order to correct what's wrong so we can be right and pleasing to our Heavenly Father. So go back to 2 Corinthians 13:5. Again, I want you to see what he's saying here. He says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, number one thing I want you to do, I want you to examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. You got that right? Then the next thing he says I want you to do, I want you to prove. Guess what, folks? We can prove what we do. And let me show you for example. When we partake the Lord's Supper, amen, every first day of the week, amen. Well, why do we do it upon the first day of the week? For Acts 27 says, upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to do what? Break bread. Every week got a first day of the week, right? So when do we do it? First day of the week. We don't do it on the second day of the week. We don't do it on the third day of the week. When do we do it? The first day of the week, am I right? Why? Because that's what the Bible said. We can prove that, can't we? Amen. And we don't do it no other time, but when? The first day of the week. Am I right? Why? Because that's what the Bible says. Amen. Go to me to 1 Corinthians 16. I want to give you another example. What we do when we prove. When we prove your own self. See, over the book of 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 and 2, we got another example here. It says, now concerning the collection. Amen. Look what he says here. Now concerning the collections. Amen. Who did he say the collection for? For the saints. Amen. It's not for everybody, is it, Brother Goodwin? It's for the saints. Amen. We take up money, Ephesians 4:12, the work of the church is threefold. Save souls. Amen. It's benevolence for the saints. Amen. And it's for the edifying the body. Amen. So that's what we do. It's for the saints. As I've given all this to the church of the Galatia, even so do what? You. Look at verse number 2. Look what it says. He says, upon what day of the week? The first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come. So how do we know how to give? Well, the Bible tells you to do it when? On the first day of the week. Now, question, Brother Brown. If we come in on Wednesday, is that the first day of the week? See, that's not the first day of the week, right? So we don't lay nothing by store. We don't give. Why? Because he told you when to give, right? First day of the week. Do it say anything about tithing? He said lay by in store as God has what? See, we lay by in store as God has prospered you. That's something that you do between you and God. Amen. See, you know how God bless you, prosper you, let you go out and make money. So because you are grateful what God did for you, you lay by that in store as you were. Prosper, amen. We proved that, am I right? Am I right? See, that's something we prove through examination, amen. So in spite of what the world do, in spite of what other people say, who you going to believe? What the Bible say, or you going to believe what God, what man say? Amen. Let's go a little bit further. Go to Mark 16:16. See, that's what he means, prove. Anything in life, anything that pertains to life and godliness, the answer is in the Bible, amen. Do you hear what I just said? Anything that pertains to our life, we can find an answer in the Bible. You know what the problem is? We don't study. We don't examine. We don't prove. We listen to everybody but what God said, amen. See? But if we're going to have and be pleasing to God, we got to do what the Bible tells us to do. All right, the book of Mark, chapter 16. I'm going to give you another example. Mark, chapter 16 and verse 16. All right, look what Jesus says here in relationship to salvation. Jesus says in Mark 16 and verse 16, you make it all right, sister? You all right? All right. Now, I want you to stay with me, okay? She our new sister, amen. Amen. Somebody need to go there and say, Willow, we're going to put somebody with you. Amen. Because see, she got to find these scriptures. Amen. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Amen. Because the Bible said, teach them to observe all things which I'll command you. Amen. And lo, I'll be with you even until the end of time. You our sister. Amen. We're heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you need some help, say, I need some help. Amen. That's just the way we is here. Amen. Shake your head. Amen. Don't mean no harm. All right, Mark 16:16, and let's see what Jesus says here, amen. Because it's this teaching right now, amen. 16:16. Now look what Jesus says here in Mark 16:16. He says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be what? Saved. He that believeth not shall be what? Damned. Now, if you want to be saved, amen, who you going to believe? Well, a TV preacher say, well, he said, all you got to do be saved is ask Jesus to come into your heart. Pray the sinner's prayer. Are you going to do what Jesus tell you to do? Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now, if you dare, write 1 Peter 3:21, and I want to go there. I'm going to tell you why Jesus said that. 1 Peter 3:21. 1 Peter 3:21, when Jesus said that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Over in the book of 1 Peter 3, I'm going to wait there until you get there because I want you to see it. Jesus tells us why we need to believe and be baptized in order to be saved. Amen. All right? I'm going to slow it down because I want you to see that. Because, see, too many times we're saying we're examining ourselves and we're proving ourselves, but we're examining and proving by the wrong method, amen, and we're still disqualified. Amen? And it don't make no sense. See? Because Peter says over 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, he said this here. He said the life figure went to even baptism, amen, does also now save us. Amen. What save us? So if baptism save us, well, why would anybody tell you you don't need to be baptized? Amen. Do that make sense? Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Ephesians 4:4 said that's only one baptism, amen. One baptism, one Lord, one faith, amen. That one baptism puts you into one faith, amen. Because baptism does also now what? Save us, amen. Is that right, Brother Frazier? See, baptism also now save us. When I bury you in that cold water, see, last Friday evening, amen. She went down there and she stuck one toe. She said, whoa! See, I thought she was hollering because she had been baptized. But the water was cold. And I said, oh, Kathy. I said, now be patient with me because see, what I got to do, I got to bury it. Because Colossians 2:12 say baptism is a barrier. Amen. And she was trying to throw them elbows up in there because that water was cold. Amen. But see, I knew, Kathy, I had to put you down in there. Had to cover you all the way up because see, baptism was a barrier because you don't go to Inwood and see fingers out the grave, do you? Elbows sticking up, do you? When they bury her and they put the whole body on there, amen. Am I right? Because baptism is a what? And you ain't going to be saved until you're baptized what? Right, amen. I said, Kathy, be with me. See, I said, I ain't going to drown you, Kathy. Hold on. But I had to put a way down that deep in that water, amen. Because see, human nature was, wait a minute. Amen. And I knew she stuck her elbow up. I had to go back down again, amen. See, it all the barrier, right? Because you ain't saved until you what? See, you ain't saved till you're baptized. Because baptism does so also now what? Save us, amen. Because Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. Am I right? See, that's what examination does, amen. See, that's what teaching does, amen. See, when you prove it by the word of God, amen, as we partake the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. People say, y'all do it every first day of the week? Every first day of the week. Why? Because every week got a first day. We do it every first day of the week. Why don't all other churches do it? Well, they don't do it because they're not the faith. You ever thought about that? They don't do it because they're not in the faith. Did you understand what I'm saying? See, you can't do it if you're not a part of the faith. Amen. See, when you're part of the faith, you're going to do it because that's what the faith say. Amen. See, because the Bible says, examine and prove all things. Amen. He says here, he says, the light figure around to even baptism. You need to underline that down. Underline it. And write Mark 16:16 by that. Does also not save us. Not to put away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. He said, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and write Romans 6, verse 3 there, because Romans 6 said we're buried him in baptism to rise and walk in newness of life. Just like Christ died and was buried and resurrected, we arise to walk in newness of life. Amen. Amen. It's a light figure. See, Jesus died, Jesus was buried, Jesus was resurrected, 1 Corinthians 15, right? And because Jesus died and was buried and resurrected, when she was buried, she arose, 2 Corinthians 5:17, a new creature. What did I tell you, Kathy, on the way home? I said, your new birthday. Didn't I tell you that? I said, your new birthday is January what, the 16th. Or did I say that? Oh, that's the wrong date. January the 18th. Amen. I said, it's just your new spiritual birthday. And don't you forget that. And she said, I'm going home. I got a big old calendar. I'm going to write it down. Amen. Amen. on that calendar, that's my new spiritual birthday. That's the day I was buried, and that's the day I resurrected, because I did what Jesus told me to do. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And guess what happened? Go back to Acts chapter 2 right quick. See, when you do it the way the Bible tells you to do it, when you do it the way the Bible tells you to do it, and you examine yourself, and you prove all things, something good going to happen. Amen. You go to Acts chapter 2. We got an example. Amen. We got an example. Amen. Amen. See, it says over here in verse 36, Peter had preached the gospel sermon. Amen. He preached the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And see, what happened is in verse 36 of Acts chapter 2. If you're there, I want you to read along with me. He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God had made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. That word Lord means he's the ruler, and Christ means he's the chosen one. That Ephesians 3:10 was chosen, Ephesians 1:10, before the foundations of the earth. Amen. Let me get my book out again. See how good these books going to be? Amen. Look at here, y'all. Watch me. See, this book tells you about that. Amen. It talks about through the patriarchal age, through the Mosaic age, through the Christian age. Y'all with me? Y'all need to have y'all books out right now. Don't look at me with my book. Pull your book out. Amen. That's what you got them for. Amen. See, you pull your book out. When I pull my book out, you pull your book out. Amen. That's my book. You get your book. Amen. Am I right? See, every man got to work out his own salvation. Amen. That's my own salvation. You got your own book. Amen. See, and when you do that, flip it over. When you do that, what you're going to see, you're going to see that tree seed come from Adam to Cain, the eunuch to Noah, amen, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And you're going to watch that seed travel all the way down to finally Jesus is born. Amen. Am I right? And then what you're going to do, you're going to see Jesus coming into the world to seek and save that which is lost. Now go back to the front page here. I gave you this morning. Genesis, amen. Am I going too fast? We got it on tape. All right? What you see here is how Jesus came through the book of Genesis, amen. The next Sunday, you can see him coming through Exodus, amen. The next Sunday, you're going to see him come in Deuteronomy, Deuteros, Leviticus, Numbers. But we're going to watch that seed all the way till we get to Shiloh coming, the church being established, Christ coming, that we might be saved. Amen. Amen. The same thing that Peter says in verse 36 when he said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus Christ, Lord, ruler, and the anointed one. That anointed one means, guess what, y'all? Can't nobody be anointed but Jesus. You can't get no anointment because you ain't been chosen for nothing. Jesus was chosen before the foundation of the world, amen. Ephesians 1:10 and Ephesians 3:10, he read in the scripture this morning, didn't you? Over there, what you reading that? 1 Peter chapter 1, amen, how he as a lamb, see, was brought forth, amen. Back to Exodus chapter 12, we're going to see it, amen. Y'all with me, amen? See, you don't see it right there because you ain't got that. But you will, amen. Amen. Am I right? See, that's why Peter said, therefore. See, based on everything that don't happen. See, based on everything that don't happen from Genesis up to now, amen. Y'all with me? See, y'all didn't think the Bible just a bunch of books. But they got purpose, amen. See, they got purpose, amen. See, if those prophecies of those 17 prophets had not been fulfilled, Peter couldn't have said therefore. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? See, that's the reason why we ain't got no prophets today. Because everything is perfect. See, how you going to prophesy for something we already got? Amen. We got the perfect law of liberty, amen. You can't tell me nothing because Jesus don't told me everything. Amen. Guess where it is? In the book. That's the reason why I'm going to examine every day. Amen. Because because I want to get a little bit more of it every day. Amen. Y'all with me? I want y'all to come on along with me. Amen. Am I right? That's the reason I gave that accountability sheet. Because if you don't study every day, you're going to get left behind. Amen. We're going to still be on wear down, and you still going to be on, what did he say? Because see, you ain't paying attention. Amen. Because it's a process we're going through, amen, in 2013, amen. So that's the reason why Peter said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely. He said, therefore, because everything that had been prophesied had came to being. Jesus said, I came not to destroy, but I came to fulfill the law. Every prophet had to be fulfilled. Everything that was said about Jesus had to be fulfilled in order for Jesus to be the Lord and the anointed one. That's the reason why can't nobody and one nobody anointed for this purpose but Jesus. Amen. People sitting there say, I'm waiting on an anointment. Yeah, you're going to get anointed, all right. But sure it ain't coming from God. The devil going to throw something at you. Because God ain't going to anoint you. How you going to anoint you when he already made Jesus Lord? He's the head, amen. Ephesians 1, 22, 23, and Colossians 1, 18, amen. He's the ruler. Every knee gonna bow. Read Philippians 2, right, Bro Spear? Every knee gonna bow. Every tongue gonna confess, amen. All principalities, all power gonna be subject to him, amen. Because he's Lord. He's ruler. So who gonna supersede Jesus? Tell me. Who can? That's the reason why he said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made Jesus, he has made him Lord and ruler. Can't no man be equal to Jesus? Amen? The reason they can't build no church. Because he built the church. Amen? And then he told them, when they asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, verse 38. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then verse 41, for time's sake, said, then they gladly received the word. Hey, you got to be glad this morning, amen. So if you ain't here, you ain't glad, you ain't going to get it. Amen. Your mind's somewhere else. And you ain't glad for what Jesus did for you. You got to be glad to receive his word. We're baptized. And the same day, look what the Bible said, Abraham. He said, there were added. I don't mean they were added. Say, for I'm going to join the church today. Well, see, when you say that, you're going to join the wrong church. Because, see, you can't join this. See, about 5:36 Friday evening, the Lord wrote down Kathy Castleberry Ford in the Lamb Book of Life. Her name went in the book. You know why her name went in the book? Because she did what he told her to do to be saved. She believed, and I asked her, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? She said, yes, I do. She made that confession. Upon your confession, we're going to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost for the remission of your sins. That happened about 5:36. We went down into that water. And when she came up, she didn't have to call nobody. Did you process that paperwork yet? Are you sure? The computer one broke down. See, you had to go on your internet and check and see, is it rested yet? She had to call me, is it showing yet, Al? Amen. You know how y'all check them counts and say, is it showing yet? She didn't have to do nothing. Her name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Because she did what she's supposed to do according to her works. Amen. Y'all with me? Right. The Lord automatically added her to to the church of Christ. Yes. To his church. Yes. Not no man-made church. He ain't built but one church. Amen. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Yes, oh, she was at it. So when you come to me and say, well, I'm going to join the church Sunday. Well, you're not examining right. You're not proving right by the faith. Because that terminology caused you to be disqualified. Because the Bible says here, and then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And on the same day, there were added to them about 3,000 souls. Amen. Amen. And let me get the book back out one more time. Guess what's in this book? Not only were they at 3,000, John, am I right? But in that book, we know too in that book that we got a chart, and we can go back and we can prove and we can test. And what it do? It show you everybody from Acts chapter 2 all the way down to Acts 19:5 that did the same thing. Just don't believe that one example. Get this sheet before you leave. Open your Bible and go. Acts 2:47, 3,000. Acts 4:4, the number of the men came to about 5,000. And then go on and increased. The number of disciples multiplied. And it went on and on and on and on and on. Amen. Here it is right here. Guess where it is? It's in my book. It could be in your book. It's in the Bible. Amen. Amen. Ain't that wonderful? That's wonderful. Amen. And then 47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people. Here we go again. The Lord adds to the church daily such that should be saved. You can be saved this morning. All you got to do is walk down these aisles this morning. You can put Christ on in baptism. 1 Peter 3:21, you're not saved till you're baptized. The water is ready. Jesus is ready. We're going to examine. We have examined. We have proved to you. We have showed you, not by what I say, not by what some man say, but what's in the book. Amen. If you want to put on Christ, you want to be saved today, the Lord can add you. By the time you walk down these aisles, we take your confession. The Lord could have been added to you no later than 20 minutes to one. What you going to do? I want to close with one scripture, Matthew 16:26. And the lesson will be ours. Here Jesus says, come. If any man will come, you got to come. If any man will come after me, after Jesus, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. You know what that means? You can sit here and don't come. You don't have to deny yourself. You can save your life. You can do what you want to do. But read Luke 16. That man saved his life, but he woke up in hell. He woke up crying. Father Abraham, Father Abraham, let Lazarus dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. But I am in torment. Guess what, folks? If you don't come, if you don't deny yourself, if you don't examine and prove and do it the way the Bible says, guess what? The second you take your last breath, when the blood quit running warm in your body, you're going to be just like that man in Luke 16. Before the undertaker even gets you. You're going to wake up in hell. And you're going to cry. Father Abraham, he prayed too late, didn't he? Father Abraham, let Lazarus dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in torment. He looked at him, he said, no, you didn't come when you should have come. But when I tell you, that's a great gut fix. And where I am, you can't go. And where you are, I can't go. Because when you're dead, you're done. But Jesus right now is giving you, whoever you may be, you know who you are. He's giving you one more chance. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I don't know what this afternoon is going to bring. He says, come after me. Let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. He said, you can save it. Yeah, you can save it. You don't have to come. You don't have to deny yourself. But one day you're going to lose it. One day you're going to wish you would have come. You're going to lose it. He says that you're going to lose it. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. And what he's simply saying here, give it up now. Give it up now. Obey me now. And then you're going to find life. Abundant life. John 10:10. And then look at verse 26. This is what I want us to see. For what does a man profit it if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange? What's more important to you? You can be saved today. You can come by hearing the gospel, believing, repenting, confessing Jesus, and being baptized for the remission of your sin. Come right now as we stand there, we sing.